Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You know what I mean by that. I don't have to beat my brains out with that. Plain simple English. Before we get to... the Obama clip I was going to play and get into. Now, I want to remind you to head up to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. And, you know, again, an American company built here in this country. You know, not an offshoot of a country from another country. He keeps Americans working. His plants are here, so that means that the electricians, plumbers, carpenters, all those guys are working to maintain his plants. Okay, you keep the dollars here in this country. You don't have to wait for it to come off a ship somewhere, and you don't know what's in it. Right? I'm sorry, based on what the Chinese have done here over the last, well, probably a long time, but what we've actually seen in our faces over the last 10-plus years... Right? Can you really trust that when they mark what's in a product, that's really what's in that product? That's it? I'm not so sure. You guys might be more trusting than I am. Maybe I'm more paranoid than you. I don't know. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Warren says all Democrats are on board with comprehensive immigration reform. We have to work out the details. You realize they don't mean comprehensive immigration reform. What they mean is a way to let all immigrants in and let them know that we're the ones that made it happen. That's what she means. You know, I've been talking about this for a long time. Remember, I said to you, when a Republican says or a conservative says we need comprehensive, you know, immigration reform, we're not talking about knocking down the gates and letting them in. We're talking about a process by which they came in. We want to make sure they want to be here. They need to be here. They cannot. We cannot keep having people coming in, living off the doles of this country. And the next person who says that I'm immigrant phobic or whatever, you know, it really shows you how ignorant you are. My family members are all immigrants from Italy. But they came here the right way. They were self-sufficient. Kind of hard to walk across the Atlantic Ocean, ain't it? They got a sponsor. They came here. They weren't a drain on society. They might have been a drain on family members, but not society. They came here right after, immediately after World War II. I'm sure it wasn't pleasant living in Italy then. So I don't want to hear about these war-torn nations and how bad it was and all this other stuff. Everybody's got their issues they got to deal with. Everybody's got these... these issues or these opportunities, whatever you want to call them. So Elizabeth Warren says, when talking about Title 42, the Democrats were all on board with comprehensive immigration reform and that they'll still be working out the details. So I love how she says all Democrats supported. Well, not really. Some don't want the version you want. Anyway, she goes on to say almost a dozen of your fellow Democrat senators are expressing concerns about this. You are supporting lifting Title 42. So what's your plan to handle large... Now, this is not an unfriendly news source with her. Okay, she's on CNN. She's being interviewed on a CNN show. So she goes on to say, what's your plan to handle the likely surge of immigrants? Are you confident they'll be treated humanely? Now, Warren said that Title 42 is not consistent with our values and doesn't keep us safer. Really? Prove it. No, really. When I say that, I mean, look at what's happening now. Can you look at what's happening now and tell me how it doesn't fall in line? Because you're not using it anyway. You're not enforcing it. We can easily prove that. She said the Biden administration is putting plans in place to deal with people who are asking for amnesty and humanitarian relief at the border. But keep in mind, we need comprehensive immigration reform, and that's something that all Democrats are on board for. We have to work out the details. We still need to be in that fight, though. There need to be some significant changes. Agreed. We've been saying this for a long time. Right? Now, notice she didn't answer the question. Did Bash let her go on? So Bash also asked Warren about the midterm elections, Democrat Party chances. Warren said that if the Democrats don't pass their agenda in the next 200 days, they're going to lose big. See, what they're going to say is they weren't lenient enough, if you would. See, what they're going to say or what they're going to go through is they didn't give away enough stuff or they didn't, you know, they the promise to wipe out college debt. All this stuff is going to fall back on your... All the stuff that's going to fall back on you, the taxpayer, to take care of. And some Democrats have distanced themselves from the administration's plan for Title 42. Right? So Representative Tim Ryan of Ohio, for instance, said that the administration's decision to roll back Title 42 is wrong and reckless. But what's he willing to put into it? What's he willing to push back on it? Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Non-dancing. Stone City, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. I really do appreciate it. And you know what? I mean, seriously, folks. I mean, get engaged, get involved. You know, just get with it. Once you get the information you need, then go out and fight. Push back. You know? All right. Always a lot of fun. All right. So Obama loves to go out there and, you know, it's really funny because when he ran for president the first time, he knew every buzzword there was. To put in Joe Biden's terms, you know, he speaks pretty good for a black guy. Isn't that what he said? I mean, and nobody was up in arms on the left. Nobody. But when Donald Trump was saying, where's my African-American friend? Well, they went out of their minds. But that's okay. No problem. Right? So Obama, he warns the foundation of democracy is at risk like never before. Because they're losing their grip. The people start to see them for who they are. The Obamas are waning. They're not in demand like they used to be. They've lost that luster, that new car smell, if you would. Okay? And now his real colors are coming out. No. His real colors are coming out as to what he stands for. The socialist mindset that he has. Let's have some fun. Take a listen, okay? And this is him giving the speech. We'll rip it up soon. Obama says disinformation is eroding democracy. No, what's eroding democracy in our country as a whole is the dissolution of the family unit, the family structure, the moral structure. That's what's killing this country. He won't admit to that. He can't admit to it. Here we go. Take a listen.
People like Putin and Steve Bannon, for that matter. Understand, it's not necessary for people to believe this information in order to weaken democratic institutions. You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. No one in my administration was surprised that Russia was attempting to meddle in our election. What does still nag at me, though, was my failure to fully appreciate at the time just how susceptible we had become to lies and conspiracy theories. We just saw a sitting president deny the clear results of an election and help incite a violent insurrection at the nation's capital. Social media did not create racism or white supremacist groups. All these things existed long before the first tweet or Facebook poke. Solving the disinformation problem won't cure all that ails our democracies or tears at the fabric of our world. But it can help tamp down divisions and let us rebuild the trust and solidarity needed. And unfortunately, it turns out that inflammatory, polarizing content attracts and engages. Other features of these platforms have compounded the problem. For example, the way content looks on your phone, as well as the veil of anonymity that platforms provide their users, a lot of times can make it impossible to tell the difference between, say, a peer-reviewed article by Dr. Anthony Fauci and a miracle cure being pitched by a huckster. People are dying because of misinformation. Tech platforms need to accept that they play a unique role in how we as a people and people around the world are consuming information, and that their decisions have an impact on every aspect of society. With that power comes accountability.
Too bad he didn't believe
people like Putin.
Right?
And
too bad he didn't believe the same thing. Because he didn't. I mean, let's go through some of the stuff he just said. You're going to want to throw... You know, as he's talking, I'm throwing up in my mouth. Because he and team, and his team and his administration... had perfected misinformation. They had perfected the dissemination of misinformation. They had total control of the social media outlets. We saw that in emails. We saw emails where you had to get permission to post, put up on these social media networks, platforms. You had to get their permission before you could do it. Bob Beckel. What's it? Gretchen Carlson. Greta. Greta Van Susteren. Both of them came out and spoke against it. Said, look, they were getting calls from the administration to tone it down, to back off. That doesn't sound like a free press to me, does it? Even if it was true, they wanted them to back off. Period.
People like Putin, and Steve Bannon for that matter, understand it's not necessary for people to believe this information in order to weaken democratic institutions.
Oh, no, no. No, you just have, as you know, you just have to say it enough. Right? Trump was part of the Russia, you had proof. It was Russian collusion. You had proof. You had a dossier. And what'd you find out? But see, you put it all on Trump. What you should have done was wipe that name out and put Hillary. Now we're finding out it was Hillary. Hillary's team, the DNC. Right? Remember, they wanted Durham. It's really funny because they love all these people. They loved Comey until they perceived that he hung Hillary, so to speak. Right? It just never stops. And now, you know, now we're down to Durham, and who's he issuing subpoenas to? It ain't Trump and team. No, it's Hillary's people. Because that's where the investigation was to begin with. The FBI knew it to begin with. That's what you're finding out now, aren't you? With their emails that went back and forth, not new made-up ones. So for him to say, this is Rich, and to put up a picture of Bannon and Putin at the same time, what's he trying to say? What's he doing? But truly, who had the relationship with Russia? Right? Mrs. Clinton. Well, Billy Bob, too.
You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. Nope.
Right. He's exactly right. Yeah, can't even argue with the man. We'll talk about that in the side of the break. Show me senior host. Don't go far.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are the most senior members of the Biden administration to visit Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. They informed him that the U.S. would provide more than $300 million in foreign military financing, and they had already approved a $165 million ammunition sale to the country. Blinken and Austin spoke to reporters near the Polish-Ukrainian border after their trip to Kyiv Here's Secretary Blinken.
We don't know how the rest of this war will unfold, but we do know that a sovereign, independent Ukraine will be around a lot longer than Vladimir Putin's on the scene.
He adds that American diplomats will return to the war torn country at some point, first to the consulate in Lviv before returning to the capital. The embassy in Kyiv will remain closed for the time being. The Dow closed up 238 points on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Don't your host. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Please, please, please get involved, get engaged. Know what you're doing first, but get involved and get engaged. So we're ripping apart President Obama's, interestingly enough, it's a misinformation speech where he's giving out misinformation. Talking about the dangers of misinformation, and if you say it enough times, then, it sticks with people. And the funny thing about it is the whole speech is misinformation. If you take a few minutes to just think it through, work it through, think it through, whatever you want to call it. Let's continue on because I am having fun with it.
What to believe? No one in my administration was surprised that Russia was attempting to meddle in our election. What does?
No, because they were part of it. They knew about it. I mean, Hillary, we've heard it from the Durham report now, right? Seriously, think about it. Is it Durham or Dunham? I was watching Jeff Dunham earlier, so I don't want to screw it up. Stuck in my head. Anyway, misinformation again.
Still nag at me, though. Was my failure to fully appreciate at the time just how susceptible we had become to lies and conspiracy theories.
What are you talking about? You guys bank on this stuff. You know that by telling you, look at, you actually have them believing that the Republican Party is a racist party. Right? When it was a Democrat Party who, I won't say flourished, but grew tremendously, the KKK. They're the ones that didn't, we can go all the way back to when you were supposed to get 40 acres and a mule. It was the Democrats who took that away from you. It was the Democrats who wanted to keep you in slavery. It was the Democrats that really fought to try to keep you enslaved. And all the way through, it's never stopped. Systemic racism exists. I've been taught well by some of my black friends. But it doesn't exist in the Republican Party. The systemic racism exists in the Democrat Party. They consistently keep you down. They consistently put processes in place. Joe Biden helped push the bill along with the Clintons that put a lot of young black men in jail. And with all the presidents after that, who was the guy that signed the bill to stop this lunacy? Donald Trump. Why didn't the black president do that? Right? But this is their mantra over and over and over again. Joe Biden's only mantra is, they're going to put you all back in chains. Well, we can't do it. You're the ones that put them in chains. You're the one that didn't want to let them out of chains. You're the one that didn't want them to be educated. Not us. We were always the first when it came to having black representatives, black senators, that kind of thing. We were the first to do that, open those doors. But because you and the Democrat Party keep telling your, as Nancy Pelosi called them, not Joe Messina, right, low information voters, as you keep talking to your low information voters. Right? You've dumbed down education for decades when they don't even know that there's three branches of government. The inner city kids are suffering tremendously. Shame on you because you own those schools. You own the unions. I've been saying it forever. This is the party of non-responsibility. They don't care. They're not interested in that. You need to make them responsible for what you need to hold their feet to the fire. You're afraid of the Republicans? Why are you sacrificing your kids to the Democrats when they don't care about your kids? Okay, more from him.
We just saw a sitting president deny the clear results of an election and help incite a violent insurrection at the nation's capital.
Okay. First off, you can go back and find the clips that Democrats in every major presidential election, they challenge George Herbert Walker Bush's election. They challenge Reagan's election. They challenge H.W. Bush's election. Or George W.'s election. See how misinformation is put out there, because he's stating that we're the only ones that did it. And then he said that he that Trump, promoted insurrection. Where's the charges? Why hasn't he been arrested? You guys are in control. The Attorney General of the United States is like a puppy dog on a leash. He'll do whatever he's told to do. You guys are in control. Yes, you Democrat, like you do in California. You're in control. This all belongs to you. So if you truly can nail him on treason, go for it. What are you waiting for? See, the problem the Democrats have is this. The First Amendment was to allow us to criticize government. That's what it's really for. We've blown it up and taken it all over the place since then. But it's for us to criticize government without worrying about being jailed or any of that stuff. But look at what they're doing. Pay attention. So what they're saying now, what their goal is now, is if you question government, you've committed treason. No, by not allowing us to question government, you've committed treason. You've gone against the Constitution. You've gone against the Bill of Rights. But they won't admit to it. And they'll keep pushing because you're too ignorant. And you're too ignorant to know any better. There's plenty on both sides of my own people. My Christian Republican friends, when I get them into classes. And I only say this not to beat on them, but the ignorance is astounding, because they're out there spewing that this is what the Constitution says, this is what the law is, and they don't know. You need to get informed. But he's talking to, in Pelosi's terms, an ignorant / uninformed electorate, which is exactly what we were cautioned against.
Social media did not create racism.
No, the Democrat, and racism has been around for a long time. The Democrats just perfected it. That's all.
Or white supremacist groups. All these things existed long before.
What I love is while he's talking about the Republicans, he's got the, for some of you who can't see it, he's got the KKK signs up behind him. He's got a screen that's moving through. And is he that ignorant? Is he that ill-informed that he doesn't understand that they started the KKK? Anybody awake?
Or the first tweet or Facebook poke. Solving the disinformation problem won't cure all that ails our democracies or tear.
Yeah, solving the information problem. That's not what he wants to do. Squelching free information is what he wants to do. That's really what it's about.
It's at the fabric of our world. But it can help tamp down divisions and let us rebuild the trust and solidarity needed. And unfortunately...
No. Okay, let me get away with that. Whose solidarity? Whose trust? You're not a trusted guy either, even among your own party. The trust and solidarity that you're talking about has to be when we can find common ground. You won't allow us to find... Your party won't allow us to find common ground. You see the numbers on immigration, you ignore them and keep moving ahead. This is nothing more. When Joe Biden started sitting down from day one, undoing everything that Trump did, he did it out of hate. He didn't do it because it was good for the country. Remember, when Trump came in, yeah, he did the same thing to Obama to a degree. Unwound a lot of his quote-unquote legacy. But he did it because it was bad for the country. And you could prove it was bad for the country. What Trump was doing, you could prove was good for the country. And even the left agrees, right? The real pundits on the left, Russia would have never invaded Ukraine under Donald Trump. Now, they don't like the fact that it was out of fear. So what? A man like that only understands fear. Look at what we're finding out, that his army isn't what we thought it was. This is really embarrassing. Actually, it's really dangerous. Because we now know that we can beat him. We can whip his butt if we need to. Hey, more with Barack Oblamo. Right after the break. Don't go far.
Trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Come on, you gotta love it, right? Double to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what I'm trying to get. Trying to get you to be part of the solution. That's the only way to go. It's the best way to make it happen. In all sincerity, in all reality, it is the best way to make it happen. Okay? And I do appreciate the time you spent with me. And I do appreciate when you're with us, when you're commenting on what we're doing and what have you. Well, let me get back at it because, we have a Barack Oblamo trying to blame the misinformation that's being put out there. I want you to think about how rich this is. He wants to put it, the information that's being put out there on us. It's our fault, Republicans, conservatives, that kind of thing. It's our fault that the disinformation is getting out there. They run this thing. Is he really brain dead, or is he just tone deaf? Listen to what Facebook says. Listen to what Twitter says. Listen to what YouTube has gone through. Even on my new videos, I don't use any of these platforms anymore as a way to give me an indication as to what's going on. I can't. It makes no sense. Right? But we do terrestrial radio. We're on a network of almost 50 stations from a radio standpoint, video standpoint. We're on a couple of networks there as well. The AUN network is one of them. look them up. I mean, seriously, so if you want to see me, God knows why. We also do video on our website. Because we can't trust YouTube or any one of those others to keep our videos up. I'm on another strike with YouTube, and I don't even pay attention to them. They went back and got old stuff. So I don't care. All right, back at it with Barack Obama trying to convince you that it's the Republicans and conservatives that are putting out misinformation on these social media platforms, when in reality, the social media platforms won't let us put it out. So like, go pound sand. You are incorrect. Take a listen.
And unfortunately, it turns out that inflammatory, polarizing content attracts and engages. Other features.
Right? Yeah, okay, so when they call out Donald Trump, when he actually uses the word peaceful, right? I mean, his speech started to end when the violence was starting. Every major security guy said that in all the videos, the things that really stuck out to them, there was no snipers on the roof. There was no heavy police presence. The fact that barricades were being moved or had been moved is suspect. These aren't hardcore right-wing people either. But none of that seems to play in. Nobody wants to talk about that part of it, right? So when it comes to misinformation or disinformation, the Dems are the dukes of misinformation. That's what we should call them. We'll call them the DDD, Democrat Dukes of Disinformation. Right? They were pulling out all the stops when they figured out that Hillary Clinton wasn't going to win. Because they're that delusional that they figured they had it all sewn up. Was there shenanigans in that election? Of course there was. Was it aimed for Trump? I don't believe so at all. I believe even with the shenanigans aimed at Hillary, to help Hillary out, she still got her butt whooped. She is unlikable. She's untrustworthy, and she's a liar. Take a listen.
Features of these platforms have compounded the problem. For example, the way content looks on your phone, as well as the veil of anonymity that platforms provide their users.
Wait a minute. What anonymity? The ones being pulled down? Are guys like me. Full name. You know where I'm at. On Twitter, I had, we could never get a blue check for whatever reason. Right? I mean, part of the problem is my guys talked me into going on the social media crap early. You know, before there was 8 billion people on there. So we were marked early with this stuff. But seriously, who's being pulled? And the message, think of, you got Donald Trump being pulled, and you got the mullahs in Iran screaming, "Death to America," allowed to stay. Anybody home? Do they not see? I guess they can't.
Sometimes can make it impossible to tell the difference between, say, a peer-reviewed article by Dr. Anthony Fauci and a miracle cure being pitched by a huckster.
That's beautiful. Fauci has been wrong every time. Go all the way back to his days when he was dealing with AIDS. Right? Peer-reviewed by Dr. Fauci. That's the last guy I want peer-reviewing anything. If somebody walks into the hospital while I'm on my deathbed saying, "Fauci says this will fix you," I'm like, "You take that and get out of here with it." I don't want Dr. Death anywhere near me. He is a sham. It's that simple. And then he's making fun of ivermectin and some of the other drugs that people have used, and they work. They have worked. You know, somebody made a comment, which is so true. We've seen it with climate change, and we've seen it in this world. If the bulk of your money that comes into your clinic is from federal grants, and they're telling you, wink, wink, nod, nod, if you come against this, your money's probably going to dry up. What are you going to do? And don't tell me that they're all people of integrity, because we have found out as time goes on, they're not. Right? We're finding out that gain-of-function monies were paid through one of Fauci's organizations. Where's the outrage? There isn't any. You're finding out a lot of things, so far, 100% of what Trump said that they were doing to him. I'm talking about Hillary, Joe Biden, Obama, and so forth, and what the Bidens were doing. You're finding out that they're all true, and they're not knowing what to do with it. Notice that no matter what happens, no matter what story breaks, the only stories there are about Trump, his kids, and people around Trump. This is how delusional sick they are. Look at people. They're not interested in saving this country. They're not interested in making this country better. They're interested in keeping control the way they are.
People are dying because of misinformation. Tech platforms need...
Yeah, I agree. I agree. The fact that you won't let them try other drugs. Remember, under Donald Trump, you could try experimental drugs. You could use experimental drugs if you were kind of on your deathbed, so to speak. Or you had something terminal or something that could kill you. Why wouldn't Joey B. allow that? Why didn't the medical world... I'm on my way out. I am dying. I've tried your machines that help my lungs. It's not working. Why can't I have ivermectin? Why can't I make that choice myself? They want total control. Just lay these things out one by one. Instead of just trying to swallow them like you're taking a drink from a fire hose, go one item at a time. And when you get to the bottom of the list... You know, write out the item, write out the reason for it, and then put a makes sense, doesn't make sense check mark. I guarantee you the vast majority of what you put on that paper is going to be doesn't make sense.
Because of misinformation. Tech platforms need to accept that they play a unique role in how we as a people and people...
Listen carefully to what he says.
Around the world are consuming information, and that their decisions have an impact on every aspect of society. With that power comes accountability.
What's he mean by that? Accountability to who? For what? With what power does he speak of? He said earlier, if you were listening, that basically... You've got to kind of make sure that you decide, no, not you, the people, you, the platform, what is true and what isn't true, and whether you just let it stand or not. Because people, we're too stupid. Come on, that's what he's saying. We're too stupid, right, to decide what's truth and what's not truth. Because if we see it enough, we're going to believe it. That's what he said. If we see it enough, it's going to be true to us. But they're the masters at that. The way you can prove it is just go through history. Look at all the things the Democrats have done in the negative and see who young people blame that on today. Because guys like Obama, humans like Hillary, right? They say it in their heyday, they were a big deal. Right, so it must be true. This is just, it's heartbreaking is what it is. Because your kids are getting bad information, they're getting poorly educated, and you're paying top dollar for it. Isn't that great? Boy, I got a lot out. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for putting up with me. Appreciate your time. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, and especially your enemies about this show, because I'm just an equal opportunity poker. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.